Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night.
Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow beside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
God gave back his sight.
Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw.
Thank you very much.
We're going to get a little deeper into the bluegrass here. Do one, I'd like to mention that we have a record album back there. If any of you would care to have one, just see us after the show. This is on it. This is one we dug out of the public trust called Alberta.
Alberta, let your head hang down. Alberta, let your head hang down. Let it hang on down till it touches the ground. Alberta, let your head hang down.
There's a wreck on the road somewhere. There's a wreck on the road somewhere. There's a wreck on the road somewhere. Lord, Lord, on that old sea island.
Alberta. Oh, sun brown. Alberta, let your hair.
For those of you that are from the Jacksonville area, I'd like to invite you to our home base, which is the Malabar Lounge out between Jacksonville and the beach on US 90. I hope you come see us there every weekend. We also have bluegrass jam sessions on Wednesday night. Welcome, welcome, Pickers. I'd like to sing a song by one of the controversial figures in bluegrass, Mr. Jimmy Martin. A lot of people hate Jimmy and love Jimmy. I think he plays some driving bluegrass. About a good old girlfriend is called Sophrony.
A very personal question. I want to tell you how beautiful you look on the hillside. I want to tell you, too, how proud we are to have this lovely amphitheater. Isn't it better without the bleachers? We think it is, and we think it's good to spread the festival throughout the park, to move the audience away from the food so that not so much running back and forth. And I want to say that you've been a beautiful audience, a very attentive audience, and this we like. Now, I can't think of a better way. Oh, before I introduce the final group, I want to pay tribute to the unsung hero of this festival, the sound man, Mr. Culbreth, right there. Long may he flourish. And what better way to close out this afternoon program, and remember that we'll begin in the morning again at 10 o'clock, with the Rutherford County Square Dancers from Murfreesboro, Tennessee, under the direction of Steve Cates.
Now, I've told a lot of people this tale. Back in St. Petersburg, for quite a few years, there weren't any dulcimer players, and nobody knew what a dulcimer was. This year, for the first time in many years, I was asked, what's a dulcimer? Really unusual for me. We've kind of spread dulcimers, tried to spread the lore and the beauty of the dulcimer around the country. One of the tales about dulcimer went that you could not play dulcimer with a guitar. If you played dulcimer with a guitar, it would throw the guitar out of tune because of the drone sound that it has. We set out to prove them wrong, and we're going to do a song on guitar and dulcimer, and we'd like y'all to join along. This is a good morning for singing, really good morning for singing. We're going to do a song called Will the Circle, and I'd like you to join us on the chorus.
Valley, flowing on a mountain, reaping in the valley. him know it, the rainbow sign. Won't be water, be fire next time. We're gonna run to when the world's on fire. We're gonna run to when the world's on fire. We're gonna run to when the world's on fire. Little darling pal of mine, will the circle be unbroken by and by, oh by and by? Is a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky?
That was pretty good singing. I saw a few mouths out there. The next song that we're going to do is a song written by a man who for years and years and years has been a part of this festival. The man's name is Will McLean, and for those of you that don't know Will, he's called Florida's black-headed troubadour, excuse me. He sings all Florida songs, writes Florida stories, and is just a marvelous man. He wrote this song, and this year is one of the first in years and years and years that we haven't seen him here due to illness in his family. The song is called Lake Okeechobee, and we're going to sing it for you.
Was in the late 20s that there come a great flood. It drowned it for thousands. Graves was the mud. Was nothing.
They're calling and seeking for other folks.
got one more little short piece here. Because I'm going to bring Chrissy up. We promised Chrissy. We promised to bring Chrissy up. We forgot her. Okay, we're going to real quickly just bring our daughter Chrissy up. She wanted very much to play with Will the Circle, and we had forgotten. We're going to run through just two bars of Cripple Creek and let her demonstrate the jackdaw for you. This is I guess, an equality jackdaw. This is a Limber-Jill doll. It's a lady doll. Thank you very
much. The hen's really proud after she's laid an egg.
Hold the applause until he finishes.
Biddies. Pigeons. Goats are really funny to watch. Meh. Meh. Dogs. Dogs are a lot of fun. Back in the days where you live pretty far from your neighbors, you could tell what was coming up. You could tell when company was coming to your house, because you'd have about 8 or 10 or more multicolored, oddly shaped hounds come bowling out from under the front porch. And they might look undernourished and flea-bitten and hungry, but if you wanted to stay healthy, you didn't go kicking around a man's dogs. The people hunted game and they depended upon their hound dogs, and a lot of folks thought more of the dogs than they did of most people. You ever go hog catching? Cows? Calf? The old bull has got it made. There is an unpredictable, long-eared, hard-working critter known to some folks as the barnyard yodeler, the flat tail, or the jughead, the Missouri hummingbird. He's got a lot of names. But in days gone by, a lot of rural Americans have spent most of their working lives staring at the rear end of a mule. Let's try that again. It got a little dry. Maybe we'll come back to that one. Seagulls are found all along the coast. Squirrels, gray squirrels, are found all through Florida. Ducks. Crickets. Crickets sound like, but they can also sound. Lots of frogs around the water here in Florida.
Ribbit, ribbit, ribbit.
The big bulls. Owl. A wildcat.
Wow.
Then we can pick up Rhodey the mule again. He's not too cooperative today. Thank y'all very much. It's been a lot of fun.
That was week about coming up with laryngitis, and Friday he came home from school with it. But he's better, so we'll try it.
Number will be I Wish I Was Single Again.